It's grown in size as more people have come on board. There are little trees with, one has fairies under it and one has, all the garden gnomes. And it's just there to create a world of imagination, creativity, possibility. And but what it has actually ended up doing is created community connection and a sense of belonging for people who belong, are in the area and walking past. So it's a little bit colourful at the moment, and so from the little garden gnomes, with their little red hats, but they're pretty small down at the bottom of the tree, the gnome ones.
Why did you build the garden? Why did you start this?
Well, originally, another neighbour alerted me to a lady in the units next to me who was unwell and was in hospital, and her diagnosis wasn't really great. And she has the most amazing ability to write, and she wrote a short children's book called The Fairies of Alexander Street, and I wanted to help her have something that got her out of her home, gave her a sense of purpose, and really, gave her something to do, a place for us to meet and have a cup of tea. So it was born out of that. And there was also a lot going on in Townsville in terms of fear, with carjackings and burglaries, and I guess COVID. And, it just felt like we needed something to distract ourselves away from all the fear and to provide a little bit of light relief. And it has worked really well for children and for adults. So it's been wonderful.
Is the garden out the front of your place, or is it in the street? Where is it?
It's not directly outside my place. We actually have a median strip that runs down the middle of the street. So there's, two lanes of traffic in front of my home, then the strip, and then another road with a single lane of traffic. So it's kind of in the middle of the street, and we have that in two sections of our street. So it's not directly just in front of my place. It actually extends along the median strip in front of other homes as well.
And I understand that not everyone is happy with the garden. What reaction have you had, or what information have you had about it going forward?
I understand that, not everyone sees life through the same lens, and I really do value other people's opinions, and I do want to work really well with other people so that you don't upset or cause any harm. But when you have 1% of people who object to something, and yet it is providing 99% of joy and a sense of community and connection with others, that is probably what I'm attached to more than the actual fairies and gnomes underneath the trees. So I think that you want to be respectful of all your neighbours and you want to be inclusive, but I guess there's some very real fears. From what people don't want to have your street turn into a tourist attraction. They don't want to have more traffic or people through the street or more noise. There is possibly a fear that, more children in the area could be, the potential for, hurt or harm or danger. And, one of the things that have been extended to me is, this could possibly devalue their property by having this in front of their homes.
So complaints have been made, but have you received a letter from council?
I got called last week on Thursday by the council. It's the compliance officer, and I was driving in my car, so I wasn't really prepared. And I came home, and that's when I sort of made that Facebook Live video. And I think that I was probably a little emotional in the video just because it came as a shock. And but the compliance officer, I just sort of said, I don't think I can go through and do all the paperwork and the bureaucracy, because you sort of hear about going through council and things being difficult. So when I put on social media, to say, I just didn't really know whether I could go ahead, I've had an upsurge of community support, And, you know, other people have actually gone and asked those questions of council. And I got the most beautiful phone call from Councillor Anne-Marie Graney on Friday morning, just to let me know that I do have her support. And, you know, Townsville City Council are really eager to look into what community means and community gardens. And she then also forwarded an email through to connect me with another lady called Helene, who's doing a project over on Magnetic Island for community gardens. So what I would love is a conversation around, you know, what does community gardens do for neighbourhoods and a sense of belonging, for mental health, for connection, for community. If we engaged in those conversations and started to make all our neighbourhoods, not just mine, all our neighbourhoods, something that we're proud of. I mean, one of the great things about living on the street is that there are children who actually do free range, and it's those old-fashioned values of watching them building their stuff and growing their little garden, watering it, and really being connected with a little bit of ownership and a sense of a team, you know, working together. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff that has come out of this. So while I'm not attached to the things as such in the garden, I do see there's great value in creating spaces where we do get to talk to strangers, because a stranger's just someone, you know, we haven't made friends with. And I have really had a lot of connection with people that I never knew beforehand who lived just in the next street. As people are walking past, they're not afraid to say hello. You know, if you're standing there, you know, watering or I'm raking, people will start to engage with you because there is a point of connection. You know, oh, you know, what is this about? What are you doing? Gee, that looks wonderful. And, you know, you only have to have one conversation with a stranger that the next time they walk past, you're like old friends. Oh, hello, how are you? How are things going?
Certainly sounds like there has been quite a community response to it. Taryn, I appreciate you telling us about your garden this morning. We are talking about this garden in North Ward. It is an enchanted fairy garden that's been put up there. I wanted to bring in Councillor Anne-Marie Greeny, who Taryn mentioned before, from the Townsville City Council. Councillor, hello.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So with the latest, from what we've just heard with Taryn, does she have to get rid of her garden?
No, she doesn't, which is great. You know, I'm really happy that that it hasn't had to come, you know, to that arrangement, Michael. As Taryn mentioned, we received a complaint, and under legislation, we're required to investigate it. And some of the issues there are concerns just about traffic movements, so we'll investigate those and work with Taryn, you know, to alleviate any fear that some residents in the street may have. And then, you know, on the flip side of that, as Taryn mentioned again, that I've put her in touch with Helene, who's a wonderful staff member at Townsville City Council and is in charge of our community greening projects.
There's no worry that this garden could become very popular, that crowds might block the street, or there could be a concern of people children getting in the way of vehicles?
No, I mean, it's not Lombard Street in San Francisco where there's thousands of people that trek through the street every day. It is a beautiful community garden, and I think it brought home to me. My mother grew up in that street, Michael. My mother's now 76, and when I took her for a drive down there and showed her the garden, she said, "This would have been so wonderful had it have been here when I grew up." And I think, you know, if we look, it connects communities, and which is what Council's new corporate plan is about. It's about connecting communities. And we've seen that. We saw that during the floods, particularly, when people were in, you know, dire times, how a community can come together and rally and support each other. And I think this is a wonderful example.
So for Taryn, as far as she's concerned, she can relax now. There's no concerns about the future of her enchanted garden.
No, I think it's actually going to be great. I think it will be a wonderful space if we can work together. And I think that's always, it's always better than being an us and them. Let's council and Taryn work together to create a wonderful space for children, for community members, for people passing by. It's all about connection, and I'm more than happy and, so happy to support this. I think it'll be a great outcome.